Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. We have a nice treat tonight. We got Joanne back, and I'm excited about that. We're waiting for her to come on. We'll get everything going, and there she is. Hi, Joanne. How are you doing?
I'm good, Kel. How are you?
I'm good. Everybody's waiting for you.
I'm ready.
Okay, we'll start with the first caller. We got Jill, so she got questions, so I'll let you do her.
All right.
Hi, Joe. It's Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Hey.
Hey, Joanne.
Ask away.
Okay,
hi,
do you need my date of birth?
Is it 8/22?
63, And I want to know about a job.
Okay. So let's see what's going on with you. Let's see, we're at 3 and we're 6/3/9, and we're in June, so this is kind of still the same. Have you made your application, son?
Yes, I lost my job on May 16th and a reduction in force. And I've been sending out a lot of applications. I had an interview. I was the second finalist. I didn't make it, but I'm sending out more. When do you see me getting a job?
Well, I see a lot of activity. We're in the second, but I see the third week. And there's some things in the work to the end. Let me look at July. It's your numbers for July. Hold on.
All right, and I'll pop in here while you're calculating. I see you getting a job from an old boss, a referral from an old boss. And it looks like
this was an old boss, and I didn't get the job.
Well, there's another thing. I'm talking about a new thing now.
Okay.
And that it feels like you could get an interview by the end of the week.
Okay.
I feel like third week in June looks really promising, Jill, but I'm looking at your July, and I see a lot of activity going on in the second week of July. We've got to get past July 4th, and at the end, the last week in July. So there's going to be a lot of movement going on. The workforce has changed, and so is the employment issues, but I want you to stay positive. And I want you to put it out there that the perfect job at the perfect time is coming to me. But I do feel like from the third week of June to the end of July, it's going to be very good for you. Stay positive and keep your faith.
Okay. So you really think I'm going to get something?
Yeah.
I do, but you can't have stinking thinking, okay? No stinking thinking, Jill. Because you're going to block... You're going to block your good from coming to you.
As we say it in mono stereo.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So there you go. All right.
I hope you guys are right. I will. I'll keep you posted, and I'm going to keep positive. And I know, Joanne, your birthday's the day before mine. So.
It is.
Okay. Have a good day.
Yeah, I know. All right. Thank you both so much.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Jill.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. 775. Okay. Hi, 775.
Hi. I'm so happy to speak with you, my friend, and Anne as well. My name is Wendy from Gold River. And
all right.
My question, hi. I bought my first house on March 22nd, but it turns out it wasn't the best choice because I'm disabled and there's a little bit of a hill that it's situated on. So I've told my realtor, Geneva, and she says that there is a way to avoid capital gain taxes. It would be selling my house and immediately buying another one. So will I buy a new house maybe around December or February, or and will it be Geneva that...
We need your birthday so Joanne can do a thing on you.
Oh, I'm sorry. July the 6th, 1951.
But,
all right. Hold on. I got to compute.
Okay, and I'm going to talk while you're computing. Yes, you are going to get a different house, and it will be more handicap accessible.
Okay, on flatter ground.
Handicap accessible.
And will it have beautiful flowers and trees in the background and a very small pool?
Yeah, I see a pool.
And will it be?
Looks like it has a heater.
Will it be in Gold River or Fair Oaks?
It's over a ways. I think it's out of where you...
Okay, so it might be near Fair Oaks. And so I don't know whether to have my first mortgage man help me again. I got a little miffed at him because I felt he was ignoring me. Or should I go with another mortgage man? His name is Aaron.
Well, you'll probably switch everybody and have new people.
Okay.
Go ahead, Joanne.
Hope it'll be my forever house.
Are you asking me or are you asking Kelly?
Both of you.
Okay. Well, I see that things are happening in December. I feel like you won't be in Gold River. You're going to be in the other place, Fair Oaks or whatever that is. But
okay. You
have to realize, too, I see a pool, but you're going to have to do the flowers or get somebody to do the flowers. I don't see the flowers. And is that your forever house? To be determined. Kelly and I aren't God.
Right. So I hope that helps you.
Well, thank you both very kindly. I'm hoping that I'm much happier there and that I get a goodbye.
You will. It won't be perfect, but you can make it your own.
What month do you see this happening? December, January, February?
It's the
October, November, December.
Right, end of the year. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you both. God bless.
You're welcome. All right, how do we get a hold of you, Joanne?
Well, the best way to do it is to text me, which is 727-743-3400, or they can look at my website, which has my bio on it, which is Joanne, Joanne Leo, psychic Joanne Leo, .com. I'm sorry. I got confused with my email there.
Okay. And me, you can get me at 561-333-5667 or my website, kellyjoepsychic.com. Okay, 216. Everybody, give your birthday so Joanne can figure. All right. Hi, 216.
Hello. Hi, both of you. This is Sherry.
Hi.
September 1st, 1965. It's always a pleasure, Kelly Jo, to be on your show.
Thank you. So you're going along. Have you gotten a promotion at work yet?
Oh, my gosh. That must be career night for today. I am post I'm trying to transition to a new department. The right one hasn't come up yet. Do you see this happening by the end of the year?
Yes. You'll have better money and a better position. And it looks like you'll be training people.
I love the people I work with now, but I just don't want to retire in this department. I want, you know what I'm saying? But do you see it happening soon, like the next couple months?
Yes.
No, I see the end of the year, October, November, December.
Okay.
Yep.
You picked up on that, Kelly Jo, right away without even saying anything. So I will find the right job. It will come, and I'll be able to post for it.
That was me, October, November, and December, Joanne.
Right. Oh, yeah. Both of you. I'm sorry. You both sound the same. It's funny, Kelly Jo, because I did interview Friday last Thursday for a position, but I ended up emailing the manager. It's not what I want. It's not fulfilling all my needs. I have to go in the office 3 days a week. I work at home now. I want specifics. I've been there long enough. I deserve it. Do you know what I'm saying? That's a little too much for me. I want to, like, work more at home than go in 3 days. Does that make sense?
Right.
The manager was really nice about it, but instead of her going forward, I just told her that it's not good for me for the long run. That's the long haul, you know what I mean?
Right. But this is a job that you're going to retire from.
Oh, my goodness. You just made my day. And, Kelly Jo, I just learned another task in my – I know it's two questions. I'm sorry. Am I going to be able to succeed this new task learned at my job? Oh, my God. It's way over the top. I was pulling my hair out today. But it's going to get easier as the days go by.
It takes actually 2 weeks for you to get something.
To get comfortable, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, that would make sense. I know I still want to do great at the position I'm in. Of course I do. You know what I'm saying? I know.
Right, but you're in learning mode. Well, I thank you. And Joanne, she hit the nail on the head, too.
What did you say? Oh, you're so funny.
Joanne hit the nail on the head, too.
What was it? I'm sorry. What did you say? What nail on the head?
Joanne hit the nail on the head.
Joanne, sorry. Yes.
Thank you. You have a good night.
Thank you, both of you. Sorry we kept cutting in and out. Thank you, both of you. Have a good night. Okay. Thanks.
Bye. Okay. 509. Whoops. Hello.
Hi there. Good afternoon.
Give us your birthday so she can figure.
December 493.
And your first name?
Erica.
And what's your question, hon? And I'll see what I pick up on you.
I was just wondering if you see, like, a new boyfriend coming about.
Oh, yeah. They're like buses. One comes by every 5 minutes, hon. Don't have any trouble meeting fellas. I see you going out with your guy friends that are platonic, and you're going to meet a boyfriend through that.
Really?
I think July, August, and September is a real interesting. There's more than one person, though, but there's like you're going to meet a couple different people, but I feel like you'll make your decision in the fall. But you're going to have a very active summer, July, August, and September.
Oh, yeah. A Grease song, Summer Lovin', dee, 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 dee.
Yeah.
Is this somebody new, or do I know the person already?
You don't know them. They're brand new.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
All right. So I hope that helps.
Yep. I agree.
Sounds good.
New person.
Okay, have a good night.
Thank you so much. Yep.
Welcome.
Thank you. You as well.
Excuse me. 11111. Hello.
Hi, Kelly Jo. It's Melissa. 12/18/85.
I'm sorry. What was
12,
the birthday?
12/18.
Okay, 12, thank you.
85, I think she said.
Yes. Yes.
12/18, right?
Yes.
Was that
okay?
Yeah. 12. Okay.
And what's your question, hon?
Yes, thank you so much, ladies, professional ladies. So I want to suggest to move where I'm at right now. I'm heading up north. Do y'all see me? When is actually that move? Do you see a move coming, heading that up
yes.
there? Do you see?
You'll live in Four Seasons. Is there a lake where you're thinking to move? Because I see a lake.
Yes, it's about a few miles away. Oh my
yeah.
God! Oh my God!
So I see you living by a lake.
Yeah, I get the same thing. And there's a lot of movement. You need to. There's going to be a couple different places that you're going to make a decision on. It'll be between two different places. But I definitely feel like you're going to. It's definitely a better move for you than where you're at right now.
Yes, yes, it's more way better. That's where I need to be for the next project. Do you see me getting real quick like? Like an RV or like my living headquarters.
I couldn't understand you, sweetie. Your what?
My living situation when I get to the area. Do you
yeah,
see me being in an RV
yeah,
in a
your,
home?
Joanne says that you have a choice of two places, and I agree with her.
I think you may
okay.
be in one and then go to another. You know, but I definitely feel like there's two different places. Yeah.
Oh my God, ladies, I gotta keep a different call in the future, and because I am thinking about buying an RV, but and then I'm moving. Yes, ma'am, you got it right. That's my two options.
I hope you have a
good.
Yay! It'll be
thank,
much better.
Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, 5:10.
Hi, how are y'all doing? Okay, my name is Tasha. My birthday is June 22nd, 1975.
All right, you got all a bunch of changes. You're going to change your career. You're going to change where you live.
Okay.
Now, are you moving cross-country? I'm seeing a cross-country move.
Huh? No.
Well, it might be just... So there's a cross-country move, honey.
Why?
I don't
know.
No,
I get that there's a bunch of legal stuff going on with you, paperwork. Are you making some decisions of what you're doing? It could be a 401k. It could be some legal papers.
Right now I'm doing in-home care. Done. That's how I don't see how I'm supposed to be changing jobs. I'm already, I've been working,
you work
dealing
right?
with him. Uh-huh.
Do you work by contract with your
I work through IHSS.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You're a contract worker, am I correct?
Yes.
But that's what I'm seeing here. And I feel like at the end of the year, you're going to be in a different job or a different place or a different location.
Yep, cross country.
Okay. No, I'm not doing no cross. I don't travel. That's not my thing. I would not do that.
Hon,
no, I don't think
country, you're going to get a different job.
I already have a job I'm doing with my son.
I understand that, but if you get a better job, you'll be going, won't you, if you make more money? You don't have to believe anything on you.
It's a different neighborhood. It's not a different state.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cause I'm trying. I would like to. I did apply to certain places about a year ago, so I'm wondering if that's what y'all probably talking about. That's probably gonna come up for me to move over there in a whole different area. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's what I get. It's a different area, but it's.
You're right. A whole different area. Okay.
Yeah.
So what about my oldest two? Would what's gonna happen with them? Are they gonna stay here where I'm resident at now, while me and my son move to a different, me the one I'm taking care of, move to a different area?
Your
well,
kids are
how old is your son?
My oldest two is 29 and 24.
they're old enough to be on their own wherever they choose to live.
Right.
Yep. Oh.
Don't discount new opportunities because you got things you haven't even thought of. So don't corral yourself.
Okay.
So.
But what do y'all see far as the relationship?
No, well, everybody only gets one question. We aren't doing two questions tonight.
All right. So y'all said the move and then what y'all mean by 401k? I don't know nothing about that.
Joanne?
What?
What do y'all mean about the 401k? I don't know nothing about that. All I did was sign the contract and start.
Didn't say nothing about the 401k. You only get one question and you've asked four.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right. 415. Hi, 415. What's your birthday?
7/16/77.
And what's your question?
I wanted to know what this guy, his first initial is E, what his intentions are. I mean, I catch him, like, looking at me, but he doesn't seem to, like, really approach me unless I, like, greet him first or something.
Is this a work situation?
Well, I live where he works, so a kind of.
Well,
yeah.
I don't see it working. So, if you have to work that hard where somebody's not engaging with you, no.
But what's the story? Because it's obvious that he likes me. I mean, I've just been kind of ignoring him. Like, what is his intentions?
Well, then what do you care if you're ignoring him? You either have to engage to talk to him to see what he's all about, or you can't sit back and wonder, oh, he's interested in me, but I'm not engaging. That does not compute.
Right. That's playing games.
That does not compute at all.
Well, I'm not going to be the one pursuing him. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, he has to make an effort to text me or something.
That was the point. You're saying he's interested in you. How do you know that if he's not engaging?
Because when I did originally first speak to him, like around a week ago, because we were saying hi for like a couple of weeks or a couple of months. And then when I did ask him something that was like unrelated, he started telling me on how much he likes me, how he wants to be taking me out, he wants to take me on trips, but he hasn't, like, followed up with anything. It's just weird.
Well, you don't have his birthday, and you don't have his full name.
I do have his birthday. It's June 15th, 1980.
I still don't see it working out because if a man's into you, they're going to call you, they're going to ask you out, they're going to woo and court you. You know?
Yeah, I think he's involved. I think he's either involved or he's got a communication issue.
Yeah, it's weird. Are you able to pick up at all what he's thinking?
Oh, God. We're not God.
Right. It don't matter. It's not working. Period. Exclamation point. Move on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Oy vey.
That's what I have to say. Oy vey.
518. Hello, what's your birthday and what's your question?
Hello?
Yes, what's your birthday?
Hi there. How are you?
Good.
Good. What's your name and your birth date?
My name is Valerie, and my birthday is 10/12.
Okay.
And right. Do you? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What's your question, huh?
I'm just kind of wondering. I don't know that I have a super specific question, just because I guess overall when I look at things, nothing is terrible right now. Thank God. I just want to see kind of – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're just in a good space right now, and you're just floating.
I know, yeah. I mean, nothing is perfect, but it's good.
Well,
you know what I mean? For the first time.
It's ever perfect, honey. Right.
I know that. I'm just saying, though, like, for once I can actually just go, ah, okay, it's not so bad. I can actually breathe and enjoy myself a little.
Let me just explain something. You're in a whole brand new 8-year cycle starting now, starting the first of this year. You, for the last 18 months, you were less concerned on people, places, and things. And it was kind of like retooling your soul. But I am of the impression that you're in a real good space right now. I feel like October, November, and December, it's like you're weighing things out and making some decisions. But I feel really good with what I see for numbers from the first of the year all the way till September. October, November, and December, I feel like you have weighing out some decisions. Making
anything
some
major?
Changes.
Like, I mean, nothing
I mean,
like bad, just like just figuring some things out.
Did bad come into any of my words?
Oh, no. I'm just one of those people. I need things spelled out sometimes, very specific.
We're not God, but. You want specifics, and I'm telling you that there's decisions to make because you have free will. And there's decisions to make in October, November, and December when it comes to your personal, it could be your space, your work, or relationships.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's not like somebody's sick. Do I have to move? Something is going on here bad. Do I have to decide one of the lesser of the two evil type things? Nothing bad. Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was understanding. That's all. And that's good to know. What about around relationship? Since you said baby relationship, what about around anything relationship oriented, guys? New, old, nothing. I don't know. Anything.
Well, are you dating somebody? Because in the summer here, you have a decision to make. I don't know. I think that's where you're going to make some decisions in the fall of who stays and who goes.
Oh, okay. All right.
I see a choice of two men, folks.
You what?
A choice of two men.
Two men? Are they new? Are they old? Are they...
That's what I'm getting. That's what I get. So be open and look for it to happen. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, thank
you. Okay. 630.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name? What's your question?
My name is Dion. My birthday is December 5th. I'm in a good spot right now, too. I'm looking to get out, socialize more. I'm finally in a spot where I can. So I'm just wondering, do you see me meeting anybody interesting or anything to look forward to?
I see you, like, joining groups. You know, like maybe a trivia pursuit group or a trivia group at a bar. You don't necessarily have to drink, you know, and making good friends and even find something that you're interested in.
Oh, that sounds good. Thank you.
Go ahead, Joanne.
Yeah, I feel like this is a really excellent year for you as far as making choices. What I do feel, my spirit guide tells me, is that you've gone through enough experiences to know what works for you and what doesn't work for you. So you got to make better decisions.
Okay.
And I also see a girls' trip, like three really good girlfriends and you getting together and like renting a place and having like a girls' trip. That looks like fun.
Yes, that was something. Okay.
So I hear you'll have fun till Daddy takes T-Bird away. That's my song. There you go. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. 480. Hello, 480. What's
What's your name? What's your birthday?
Sorry. Ed, January 11th, 1959.
And what's your question?
New job. Will there be one by the end of the year?
Yes.
I get yes. Go ahead, Joanne.
Yeah, I got a yes. I feel like there's a couple irons in the fire here. I'm excited about that. But yes, definitely by the end of the year, you'll be settled in.
Cool.
And more money.
That's even better.
Make sure you ask for the job. It's a very strange employment market these days. So make sure you ask for the job or that you know show your interest or your research and whoever you're applying with. Okay, good.
I've been doing it. Hopefully, I keep getting bites, but no hooks.
Yeah, there's like a giant hook coming. That looks like a chain on a crane, so it'll be a good thing. Big.
Oh, excuse me. That'll be great. I appreciate that.
Hope you have a good night.
You do likewise. Thanks again for taking the call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And then 850.
Oh, thanks so much for taking my call.
What's your name? What's your birthday? What's your question?
My name is Michelle, and my birthday is October the 14th, 1968. And I'm about to go crazy. I got all my grandbabies. Anyway, she got evicted, and so all day we've been trying to – I've been helping her trying to pack stuff up, and I just had surgery 2 weeks ago. And we're looking everywhere trying to find her a place, so I'm curious, do you see her – we got a hold of a man. The rent's only going to like be like $450.
Ma'am.
So he said to call him back tomorrow, so I don't know.
Hello, let me talk. You're talking over me.
I'm sorry.
You need to tell the help services, and I feel like there's like a help service in your county that will help with rent and help with the kids, and you'll find something that's doable. It's your social service. So do you have like a 211 or a something like that in your area?
She did have a homeless shelter, but she got kicked out of it. She said they were prejudiced, but I'm like, oh, my God, who are we going to get to help us now?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm about ready to be in tears, and she's about ready to give up. I'm like, you can't give up, you know.
There's still social services that can help.
Okay.
So do your due diligence.
She even went to DCF today, and they're like, well, if we find out you're homeless, then they'll come get her kids.
We don't need to know the logistics. What I'm trying to tell you is there is, and I'm not trying to be rude, we feel for you, but there is help out there and like social services, and there's like a special program for displaced mothers. So do your due diligence and look it up, and I'm sure it's...
Okay. Social services.
I would not let them displace the children. I can tell you that.
Okay.
So,
social services.
A special program for, you know, abused women and homeless women. It isn't, you know, that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
It's like...
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you dear, so much. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
How do we get a hold of you again? Miss Joanne?
They can text me or give me a call, 727-743-3400.
And what do you have coming up with you, Miss Joanne?
Well, I've been doing a lot of virtual readings and life coaching and classes that I've been doing. I've been ever since the market changed.
I pretty much do virtual only. And it's great because I've been doing phone readings for over 40 years, so it's just different now. We get to see each other's faces, but all I need is their name and their birth date, and I'm good to go.
Neat. So, yeah, me, I do my podcast, and I do Grizzly on the Hunter, Bigfoot Outlaw on Tuesdays. That's always fun. We do different subjects. And
that's good.
I do this. And if you guys want to get a hold of me, it's KellyJoePsychic.com or 561-333-5367. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll see y'all in the future. And thank you for being on, Miss Joanne.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Good night.
Night.